I should say they are, President Pip. Oh, what a fine parade of little wooden soldiers.
What's that? Here, there's a chicken in the road and won't get out of the way. Company, halt! Well, I'll just have to see about this. Here, there's an old hen with her little chicken. What are you doing out here, Mrs. Hen? Don't you know the army wants to go by? Shoo! Shoo!
What will we do, President Pip?
Oh, I don't like to hurt her feelings or anything. But the soldiers have to march by here. Please get off of the road. Shoo! Shoo!
What can we do?
Clickety-clack, clickety-clack. Goodness me, can't you do something about it?
Clickety-clack says there's nothing he can do.
Well, I'll just have to carry the old hen off of the road then, I guess. Goodness me. Sorry to do this, but you'll have to be going out of our way.
Oh, see all the little wooden soldiers. I believe this is the first time they've ever seen a chicken.
Well, goodness me. Phew, there she goes away. Goodness me, I'm glad she's going away. Oh, you little wooden men, you're certainly going to see something now. You'll see something now, because you're going to see a cow for the first time in your lives.
Oh, they're all excited. See, they're all looking over this way. Where is the cow?
There she is. Hello there. Well.
Oh, Bugler Murphy thinks the cow was wonderful.
Well, so do I. Cows are wonderful. They give nice milk for all the children to drink. Goodness me.
Well, I should say, very, very wonderful thing is a cow.
You know, every time I see a cow, it makes me think of the old cow who tried to jump over the moon and got caught on the tower.
Yes, wasn't that embarrassing for the poor old cow?
Embarrassing for the president, too, to have to get out there and get the cow out. Well, it's wonderful to be out in the country. Still, this isn't catching the slippery off. Long story, man. We ought to be going again. What in the world is that, I wonder? Oh, goodness me. What is it?
Why, it's a donkey, President Pip.
Oh, but the little wooden men are so scared they don't know what to do. The little wooden soldiers, oh, look, they're running every direction. Oh, what do we do? Oh, come back here, come back here.
Oh, come back here. Why, they're frightened. They've never seen a donkey before. And the donkey's frightened them. They're running all across the field, every direction.
Oh, I was never in so much trouble in my life. The whole army is all disrupted. Goodness me, they're going, here, you little soldiers, come back here, come back here.
Oh, they've gone, President Pip. What will we do? Clickety-clack, I'm so sorry.
Clickety-clack is walking back and forth on the road, trying to think what to do. Goodness me. Who would ever thought that here these brave little wooden soldiers are marching out, supposed to take the slippery off prisoner, and goodness me. Well, I'll tell you what I think I better do. I have one thing that may bring him back.
What is it, President Pip?
Well, I have a whistle here of authority, and I think if I blow this whistle, they'll know that they absolutely have to come back. First, Bugle Murphy, you try and see if you can get them back with a bugle. Find a new bugle. Well, see, they won't come back.
No, President Pip. They seem to be very, very much frightened about this donkey.
Well, I'll just show you how to get them back now. Here they come. See, I told you they would.
Oh, that's wonderful. Clickety-clack is so happy. Here come the little wooden soldiers all back again under the rope.
Well, I don't think we'd better go on. You know what I think you better do, Clickety-clack, before we start to try to catch the slippery elf with this army? You do? Well, what then? Oh, you don't. Why did you nod your head then? He's so nervous he doesn't know whether he's saying yes or no. We're coming or going. All right, you little wooden soldiers. Come on, get in line there. Fall in. About face. We're going back to the air castle, and Clickety-Clack is going to have to give you some more drills before we ever march out to catch the slippery elf. I would be so embarrassed I wouldn't know what to do. Give a signal for him. Bugle Murphy? Forward! Look!
There they go, President Pip. Oh, I think they feel kind of badly about that, President Pip.
Well, I know they couldn't help but be frightened at the donkey. What would they do if they should have seen a lion?
Oh, I don't don't know, President Biff. They might never have come back.
They would have run so fast they never would have... They would be clear back in Toyland by now. Or maybe they'd be... Maybe they'd be in Dreamland by this time.
Oh, yes. Or perhaps even the Land of Upside Down.
No, I don't think they would have nerve enough to go to the Land of Upside Down. Only brave people like me can go.
Oh, that's right, President Pip. Are we ever going back to the Land of Upside Down?
There we are. Wonder what happened to the... What happened to them now? Goodness me. I think they think there's another donkey. There they go again. Clickety-clack, you're going to have to drill this little wooden army. That's all there is to that. You know that?
I think Clickety-clack is a very brave little soldier, and he seems to be quite... Well, I think he's very much upset about this.
Well, he should be. You'll have to teach your soldiers better than that, Clickety-clack. Why, just think, I don't suppose there's any little wooden soldiers in the world who would do a thing like that. Be afraid of a donkey.
Well, here we come to the drawbridge now.
Family! Halt!
Ah, we are. All right, little wooden soldiers, I guess President Pip wants you to go back to your quarters.
Yes, go back to your quarters. Goodness me.
There they go. Their heads are hanging down, and my, they seem sort of ashamed.
Well, they couldn't help it if they were afraid. But Clickety-clack, you'll just have to do better than that. See, they're all mumbling to each other, and they just feel so badly, but I couldn't help it. I couldn't let them go on, could I?
No, President Pip. Well, here we go up the winding stairs to the tower room. It'll be good to be back there, won't it?
Well, I should say.
Well, just see who's here. Here's Yip. Hello, Yip. Little wooden dog. My, Yip. Whatever became of you?
Yes, I thought you were so bravely going to go with us.
Oh, I think Yip thought he would just stay here and take care of the air castle because, you know, sometimes the slippery elf doubles back on us.
Yes, he might have come back. While we were way out in the country, he might have come to the air castle, and goodness knows what he might have done.
Hello, Happy Duck. Here's Happy Duck. Happy Duck wearing a little red hat, a little red ribbon, and a little red boot. And here's Mr.
Ooh, howdy, do howdy.
Do howdy. Didn't you ever learn how to say howdy do yet? Goodness me. Well, Mr. You missed quite a sight. Mr. Tell me, would you be afraid of a donkey?
Oh, no, no. Mr. Make a big face, scare donkey very, very bad, run fast.
Yes, I know. You can frighten lions and everything with that face of yours. We ought to take Mr. when we go. Don't you think so, Story Man?
That might be an idea. I don't believe the Slippery Elf has ever seen Mr.
Oh, Skipper. Mr. Scared Skipper, never come back no more.
What? You don't mean to say the Slippery Elf was here while we were gone?
Oh, come peek through window, Mr. Say. Skipper, run fast. Oh, jump clear high over wall.
Jump clear over the wall? You know that little Slippery Elf can jump higher than anybody. Well, yes, he can even jump higher than you, Clickety-Clack.
Mr. Cook a nice fine donut now.
Oh, I thought I smelled something good. Well, that's just dandy, goodness me. We're going on up to the tower room. You can come back up there, too, when you finish with your cooking.
Here we are in the tower room. It seems good to be here again. Through its great windows, we see many beautiful things in the land of make-believe and in the land of everyday. These magic bells ring for all the good little girls and boys everywhere because they are so good. And for the little girls and boys who may have been naughty because they are not going to be naughty anymore. Well, President Pip, let's just rest a little bit. Oh, just see the pretty butterfly. Flew by the window. That reminds me of a little song.
Well, it reminds you of the song, doesn't it?
With your wings. that life as a little child would. Is it pretty out beyond the city from the sky? But earth life.
Well, thank you, Clickety-Clack.
Oh, Clickety-Clack certainly appreciates every little thing. Goodness me. Never forgets to applaud.
Yes, he applauds Bugler Murphy, too. Well, Bugler Murphy, why don't you play a little tune for Clickety-Clack to dance? We'd like to see him dance. Oh, that was very good indeed, Clickety Clack and Mugler Murphy. We think you worked together very well. They must be quite tired, though.
Slumberland falls to you. See the stars peeking through. Hear the pretty dream bells tinkle. Take a trip with Rip Van Winkle, hand in hand to Slumberland.
Well, President Pip fell asleep so quickly. I should say he did, didn't he? We better not wake him up. Oh, I'll have to tiptoe out of here now. Goodbye, children. Be good, and you'll be happy.